I'm joined by the Turkish journalist Mehmet Aksakal, who's on the border with Syria in the town of Kilis. You've been witnessing attacks on the town of Izaz. What can you tell us?
Izaz is something around 5 kilometers to away from the border, but the house is already starting a couple of kilometers, and then center of Izaz around 10 kilometers from the town. In the last 6 days, a lot of the attack on the town every day getting stronger. At the moment, when we look from the border, we see like black smoke rising from the town, and it can be seen also from Kilis town, which is around 10 kilometers from the border. And once in a while, we hear explosion, and in different points, the smoke rising from the town. What we hear that the Syria, we see sometimes helicopter, but mostly the city being shelled by tanks. When we get in touch with some people inside the border, they say that they be under the fire of tanks and helicopters. And many people from the town trying to escape, but they scared to get out of their houses. So far, 24 houses been damaged by bombing. And yesterday, they said what we heard from the people inside, saying 10 children being killed. And people inside the town cannot really escape because they're scared. And some of them, we have some driver there at the border. Because the official border also closed, they cannot go in. They were trying to arrange that some people try to arrange their family to escape town because there are no cars, road block, and many families, you know, like they're scared and hiding in their houses.
Did you witness some helicopters attacking the town?
Yes, yesterday and also today. Helicopters attacking, and there was at the moment, big black smoke comes out. We cannot see how far it is, but it cannot be more than 5-6 kilometers because look very close to the border.
In the last 3 days, Turkey has scrambled F-4 jets in the area. Are they anywhere near where you are?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit east and also a little bit west. They did yesterday, a couple of days ago, Syrian helicopters coming after rebels and also trying to check where rebels are, and later bombing with helicopters and with the tank. That's why those helicopters coming to near the border. But so far, Turkish government didn't let them to come as close as 4 miles. When they were close to the border, but Turkish just scrambled them, they went back again. But we don't see exactly how far they are, but we can see once in a while helicopters. And the people at the border, they can see helicopter once in a while bombing the town.
But have you seen Turkish jets close to those Syrian helicopters?
I haven't seen jets close to the, you know, because it takes very short time. They don't stay very long. It happened in some moment, and unfortunately, while that happened, I didn't see them.
There's been talk that a de facto buffer zone has been created inside Syria by Erdogan's threats of using the Turkish military. From your point of view, do you think such a buffer zone exists? Does the Free Syrian Army control the edge of Syria?
You know, that Turkish military, that statement yesterday, the day before, saying that helicopter as close as 4 miles will scramble them. But when I seen Izaz, if there was a buffer zone and Turkey, Syrian would not be able to bomb there because the smoke while they're bombing is actually more like closer than 4 miles to Turkey. Maybe they don't let helicopters to come that close, but definitely when the tanks shelling, it's much closer than 4 miles. So it's in In practice, it's not that not true somehow, because it will be shelled. It's very close to the border.
Does the Free Syrian Army control any of the border crossings?
Honestly, border crossing is no one is there. It's kind of like a dead, a chat hole, empty. You don't see anything. The Turkish side of the custom, there are some policemen in there, but no one in duty, no one, nothing work. And we don't really know what exactly happened in other side, but we can see smoke and the fire very close. And it's unclear which power in charge in other side of the border, but this is exactly where clashing going on. But most of the area in El Izzat, most of the area controlled by rebels.
Is it your understanding that military defectors from Syria are getting out near that area and arms are getting into Syria from that area?
You know, the military defectors, the high rank generals and those colonels who defected Turkey, those staying in a special camp for military. Actually, they are those who don't want to fight. Those who fight, they wouldn't come to Turkey. They just would join the rebel inside Syria. Those who defected Turkey, the high rank officers, they go to the special camp protected by Turkish military. They don't go out and in, those who are in this camp. But those who defect and stay in Syria, fight with the Syrian opposition, they stay there. They are in that side, other side.
But do you think arms are getting in from Turkey to Syria near Kilis?
You know, I can say the high rank generals and colonels and those, they who defect and come to Turkey, declare themselves as a military member, they taken to this camp. They don't go come in and out. But I would say some do it, but not the high range one. Some that's happening in the border area, especially in Idlib border area. That's happening.
Have you witnessed more troops and equipment building up on the Turkish side?
Yes. In last week, many troops been sent to the border area from Iskenderun town nearby Hatay province. It is inside Hatay province, another town, and been sent to Yayladağ area, which is bordering Latakia and Idlib, and to Reyhanlı area, which is bordering Idlib, and also to Kilis, which is bordering Aleppo. There were some work going on in the military Israel near the border. They were doing some new front and some construction bulldozer. They were doing some work in that area. We couldn't see details because in the military zone we couldn't get much close. But there were some work going on in the military nearby military base yesterday. Set some Stinger missiles at the border area, which is we got report, and yesterday were some work going on there.
Would you say that tension is building up?
Yes, they building up something inside Turkish border, right by the border. We could see something going on, but we couldn't see detail. We couldn't get as close as to see what exactly happening.
What do you think is going to happen in the next few days?
I personally think, Turkey just taking measures in case anything, because rebel may come get very close to the border, and then the Syrian military come behind them. Just in this any case, they don't want to tolerate that Syrian getting so close to the border, because at this cross border, there's a refugees camp right by the border. One side of refugee camp is Syria, other side Turkey. And in the past couple, two months, something in April, there were clashes right outside of the camp, and the Syrian came behind and they shooting the bullets, also injured four people inside the camp. And some people went out of the camp trying to bring those injured people something like, but Turkey don't want say that they wouldn't tolerate something like that to happen again. The clash should go up on right at the border and taking measures. It doesn't look like Turkey is preparing, attacking or getting into the Syria, but they say that they're taking measures not to that such thing to happen again.
So do you think they will allow it, if the bombardment of Izaz continues as you described, they will allow that to continue?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's really serious that Izaz is like a not so small town. I mean, tens of thousands people live there. I personally think there's a danger of a new massacre if. Because all the roads to Aleppo, roads to Turkey, all blocked, people cannot go. It is on the main road from Turkey to Aleppo, but the both sides of the town, the roads are blocked, and people can't get out anywhere to escape. If Syria attacks strongly, you know, it may be a really big new massacre there. But so far, it doesn't look like Turkey tried to do anything, and. I can't say really Turkey would take action against that, but doesn't look like a really big act, like they don't like building up anything. But the situation is very serious there.
You talk about a massacre. Are the Free Syrian Army fighting back?
Yes, a Free Syrian Army controlling the city. And also many of them are in the north of the city, there's the hill right after the border, down off the hill. And there's some Syrian military inside the town. But those who are inside the town stay inside the building, don't get out. In the town itself, under the control of Free Syrian Army. But so far, there's no any land fight, really. Syrian helicopter and the tank shelling the town, and this is what normally they do before where they attacking with the land troops. That's a sign that any time the big land troops attack may take place in the town. But in the last 6 days, they shelling the town, the helicopter and the tanks. So it may a real land attack follow this. You know.
What are they fighting back with? Do they have anti-tank weapons? Do they have anything bigger than rifles? And what equipment do they have?
They don't have heavy weapons. They have rifles. They have those kind of like. They have some strong weapons. They have that they fighting back, but not very heavy weapon comparing with the Syrian army.
And nothing to take on helicopters?
Honestly, in person, I have not seen, but what I report we get from inside, they have something against air defense. They have something like that. Not maybe many, but they have.
Do you know what?
What do they call it? Those air defense system, which is like a kind of like a stronger gun. It's not really missilized. Which is
an RPG?
Right, exactly, yes.
Okay, Mehmet. Well, thank you very much for your time. Thanks very much.
No problem.